Surah Al-Ra'd, verses 1 to 7.
الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We are on page 346, commencing Surah Al-Ra'd. Ra'd means thunder, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about how the thunder glorifies Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And the thunder also glorifies and exalts Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's praises. That is mentioned in Ayah 13. So this is Surah Al-Ra'd. We are looking at the first ruku from Ayah number 1 to Ayah number 7. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Alif, Lam, Mim, Ra. Allah alone knows its true meaning. Tilka ayatul kitab. This which you are listening to are verses of a magnificent book. Al-kitab, the great book. These are verses of a great book, a magnificent book. وَالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And whatever is being sent down to you from your Lord, huwa al-haq, it is the absolute truth, which everyone ought to accept and believe in. Walakinna akthara an-nasi la yu'minun, yet most people do not believe. And the greatest truth of the Quran is the concept of tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the existence of Allah and the oneness of Allah. So, Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawat. The signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudra are mentioned in these ayat. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawat. Allah is he who has raised by his power and ability the heavens. Bighayri 'amadin tarawnaha, with no visible supports. With no visible supports, he has raised the heavens, and this is how you see it. Thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh. He then established himself on the throne, which is symbolic of the seat of authority. And how has he established himself? In a manner that befits his glory and majesty. We cannot comprehend. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. And he has regulated the sun and the moon. كُلٌّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. So that each will pursue its course for an appointed time. With the sun completing its course in a year, and the moon completing its course in a month. Who has ordained this? Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرُ. He administrates all matters and affairs of the universe, all alone. يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ. And he provides detailed discussions of his signs. And his signs are two, the signs in the universe, and his signs, his ayat in the sacred text. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ تُوقِنُونَ. So that you may be certain of resurrection and meeting with your Lord. As for the possibility of resurrection and afterlife, and an afterlife, the possibility, if we reflect on the absolute power and ability of Allah, it enables us to accept the concept of reviving human beings for an afterlife. If we look at the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, surely Allah can create us a second time. As for the certainty, will it really happen? So it has been conveyed to us by one whose truthfulness was attested to by one and all. Who has told us about it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his enemies also knew he never spoke a lie. So it is possible and it is absolute certainty. Therefore there is no doubt about resurrection and life after death. Ayah number 3. وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَدَّ الْأَرْضِ. It is he who has spread out the earth. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ. And placed upon it anchoring mountains. وَأَنْهَارًا. And he has made flowing rivers. وَمِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And from all fruits, جَعَلَ فِيهَا زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. From all fruits he has made two kinds. Either they are sweet and sour, or small and large, or of diverse colors. يغشي الليل النهار, and he covers the light of day with the darkness of night, so darkness envelops the earth. إن في ذلك لآيات, surely in all of this there are great signs of the existence and the oneness of Allah, but for whom? لقوم يتفكرون, for a people who reflect. Ayah number 4, وفي الأرض, and likewise there are many other signs of the existence and oneness of Allah. So on earth, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ, there are diverse tracts of land adjoining each other. There are diverse tracts of land adjoining each other, but surprisingly varying in its properties. قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ وَجَنَّاتٌ مِّنْ أَعْنَابٍ, and vineyards. وَزَرْعٌ, and various types of grains. وَنَخِيلٌ, and groves of palm. صِنْوَانٌ وَغَيْرُ صِنْوَانٌ, the ones with trunks split at the top. وَغَيْرُ صِنْوَانٌ, and the single trunk. يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ, all of them are nourished by the same one water. One water nourishes and sustains all, but they are all distinct in characteristics. وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ, and we make some excel others in taste and quality of fruit. All of this is sustained by one water, but all of it is varying in color, in shape, in size, in taste, in quality. So in this, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ, in this also are signs of the existence and the oneness of Allah, but for whom? لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, for a people who have intelligence. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us again about the afterlife, nubuwa, all of these, so that we need a constant reminder to strengthen us. وَإِن تَعْجَبْ, and O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if their rejection of the afterlife astonishes you, فَعَجَبٌ قَوْلُهُمْ, then you really ought to be astonished at their statement, as they would say, what is their statement? أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا, really? When we die and decompose to dust, إِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ, when we die and decompose to dust, shall we be created anew? So you ought to be astonished at their rejection of resurrection, because if Allah is all able and powerful to create His creation for the first time, what makes Him unable to recreate for the second time? So those who reject Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudra despite seeing it all the time, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ, these are the people who disbelieve in their Lord, as they deny His ability to recreate. وَأُولَٰئِكَ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ, and they are the ones who would have yokes around their necks in hell. وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, and they are the ones who would be the inmates of hell. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, abiding in it forever. Ayah number 6, وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ, and they demand that you hasten calamity prior to the expiry of the period of well-being. They demanded that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bring upon them the punishment which he warned them about. This attitude implies that they considered the punishment to be far-fetched and not really possible. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَقَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمُ الْمَثُلَاتِ, although there have been many examples of punishment before them, so how could its occurrence upon them be dismissed? As for Allah being Al-Ghafoor Ar-Rahim, intensely forgiving and exceedingly merciful, it should not deceive them, because everyone is not entitled to His forgiveness and mercy. So it is true that وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَىٰ ظُلْمِهِمْ, it is true that your Lord is full of forgiveness for mankind, obviously with the exception of kufr and shirk, despite their immense wrongdoings. Allah is full of forgiveness. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَشَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, and He is also very severe in punishment. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, last ayah number 7, and those who reject and disbelieve would ask, in order to create doubts about His prophethood, they would say, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي, why is the demanded sign not sent to Him from His Lord? We want this miracle. Why is it not shown? So miracles were not in the control of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the miracles he displayed were adequate. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنذِرْ, you are only a prophet who has come as a warner. You are not in control of these miracles. And your appointment as a prophet is not unique. وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. And for every people had their respective guide sent to them. You are not one unique prophet. Allah has sent anbiya before you, and they have shown miracles, and the miracles they've shown were adequate. What you demand doesn't have to be shown. Shall we do the tilawat of this ruku? This is a brief summary of these ayat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام تلك آيات الكتاب والذي أنزل إليك من ربك الحق ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون وهو الذي مد الأرض وجعل فيها رواسي وأنهارا ومن كل الثمرات جعل فيها زوجين اثنين يغشي الليل النهار إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون وفي الأرض قطع متجاورات وجنات من أعناب وجنات من أعناب وزرع ونخيل صنوان وغير صنوان يسقى بماء واحد ونفضل بعضها على بعض في الأكل إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون وإن تعجب فعجب قولهم أئذا كنا ترابا أئنا لفي خلق جديد أولئك الذين كفروا بربهم وأولئك الأغلال في أعناقهم وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون ويستعجلونك بالسيئة قبل الحسنة وقد خلت من قبلهم المثلات وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَشَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِ إِنَّمَا أَنتَ مُنذِرٌ وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.